Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is related to one of the beautiful surahs of the Holy Quran, and that is the last surah of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nas. In Surah An-Nas, God Almighty refers to himself using three beautiful attributes or sifats. The first is Rabbin Nas, the Lord of men. Secondly is Malikin Nas, the Sovereign and King of men. And finally is Ilahin Nas, or the object of worship of men, right? So the question we want to ask today is, why is it that God Almighty has referred to himself using these three titles, or these three attributes, these three sifats? Right. So the reason for this is that human beings naturally, when they're faced with any danger, they seek refuge in a being or in something that can repel that danger from them, right? The danger in this surah that's mentioned and is referred to is the danger of the insinuations of the devil, right? So human beings, obviously, they're naturally religious. They're naturally directed and oriented towards God, right? And religion is something natural to man. This is a kind of a Quranic concept that we believe in as Muslims, right? So there has to be an external force, right, which kind of misguides man and leads him astray from this right path that he naturally walks upon, right? Unless if there's no agitation, right, and there's no no wind. If you wanted to compare, give an example for this, we can say that imagine a lake, right? A lake, it naturally, if it's unagitated, there's no external force that kind of agitates it, a wind or something thrown into the river, and no ripple is created within the river. That river naturally reflects the sky and the stars in the sky, right? If left unagitated. Right? But if something, an external force comes and kind of agitates it, right, and creates ripples or waves in it, it's not going to reflect, you know, the heavens. Right? Something similar to this is the soul of man, right? Left unaffected by an external force, right? Then this soul, right, is like a mirror that kind of reflects God, right? But if something agitates it from the outside, now when we see outside here, right, it doesn't necessarily mean something outside of man, right? Outside of man. It could be one of his lower faculties, right? Which aren't technically outside of his being, but outside of, we could say maybe outside of his higher divine nature, right? Right, so we seek refuge in God Almighty from these external forces that can agitate us and not allow us to preserve our primordial nature. Why is it that we seek refuge in God? Because he is the Rabbun Nas, because he is the Lord of men, right? Meaning he's the being that nourishes man, right? Because he is the Lord of man and he nourishes man, right? He has the ability to repel this danger from us, and it is his function to do so. Now, you know that in the Holy Quran, God Almighty refers to himself in many places as Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all of the worlds, right? But he doesn't refer to himself as Rabbul Alameen here, the Lord of the worlds. Rather, he refers to himself as Rabbun Nas. Because right now, in the verse in question, right, because he's speaking about a problem which is related directly to man, right, being Rabbul Alameen is not really pertinent per se here. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first three verses of Surah An-Nas. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.